Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the
All right, Dan back with you. As promised, Luke Virgil is with us from Wayne Area Economic Development. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Dan.
Well, we're talking about fish fries.
Yes. I hear on the ads,
yeah,
one in Emerson, to-go's only. And yeah, I know the Carroll United Methodist Church always does theirs, drive-through only this year.
One of these days we're going to get back to the way we used to do things, maybe.
We did discuss that at our board meeting last week about getting some of our committees and the board itself back as in-person meetings, or do we still offer hybrid? And I think we're going to do the hybrid. We want to try and get people back face-to-face a little bit more, but we also still want to respect those people that have concerns, and so we'll still provide that through a hybrid format. I think it's a matter of, you know, people's comfort level. And, you know, if you're able to go to a place that you can distance your meeting participants out. I think some of our chamber coffees coming down the pike, there might be some that are hybrid where we have in person at the host, and then we do the chamber perks video for those that want to interact but not actually participate in person. So I think that's just one of those things that we know that it's maybe time to start testing the water on that, and we're willing to kind of move forward with that.
Well, yeah, it's nice to have options, and it'd probably be good on a regular basis to continue with the virtual things too. But yeah, we certainly, it's a lot better to talk to somebody face-to-face than...
Yes, it is.
And so, yeah, hopefully we'll at some point in time get to the point where we get that herd immunity they keep talking about.
I think it all depends on, you know, how quickly vaccines get deployed. And I know that there's been a lot of chatter about, you know, it's taking way too long. It's a slow process because you got to, you know, who gets it first. And, you know, and I know that the governor's taken some flack for changing things around the last couple of weeks about who's first on his list or who actually qualifies for 1B. You know, I know that I will never be on any one of those first groups of lists, so I'll just sit back and stay safe and wait my turn, which is a long ways down the pike. But, you know, for those that have questions about the vaccine, I'd say talk to your medical provider or your pharmacist and get more information about it. You know, our office, we had done a discussion with Dr. Melissa Dobbins as one of the chamber perks in early January. That video is still available through our Facebook, so if you want to review that. We also have the PowerPoint that she presented in that video. So if you'd rather just digest that on your own time and not listen to a video, contact our office. We can share that with you. I mean, we don't want people to go into this without some education. So,
yes. And you know, I got my first shot. Being an old guy, I'm in the group that I was able to get mine. And so I got, you know, one more to come, I guess, is the way they're doing it. So.
Yep.
And I didn't have any major reactions to it, so I'm good. I'm recommending to people that get it done. Don't be afraid of it.
Right.
And yeah, and one thing they are telling you though to keep in mind: once you do get the shot, don't assume you can't infect somebody else.
Absolutely.
Because you can apparently, you can still get it. You just won't get sick.
Yes.
Real sick is the point of right now of what the vaccine they have right now. So we can't let our guard down as far as being able to spread it even after we get the vaccine.
So. And I think that's good to point out because there's so much fatigue that I feel in the community, whether it's, you know, masks or not being able to be face to face or just, you know, that ever present cloud of doubt or concern. You know, like who am I standing by? Where have they been? Or, you know, can I even travel? Because who knows what I'll bring back with me? And I think that, you know, some of those concerns are valid, but it's all about, you know, just staying safe, staying vigilant. And, you know, just like you said, even though you get the first dose or if you are on the list where you've gotten both doses of the vaccine, still go out and take precaution.
Yep. Well, keep living the best we can.
Absolutely.
I guess while we're on that subject, the Paycheck Protection Program, I noticed the SBA put out an an update on that?
I know that they are trying to get to more underserved demographics or the smallest possible businesses out there, right, especially if it's 20 employees or less. Like we've said all along, if you have a relationship with your local banker, that is where you need to start the conversation on paycheck protection. And I, again, have to applaud our local bankers for working through that and really being the front lines of paycheck protection, because they have to process it. They have to get a loan number through SBA before they can give you the funding. But that's a conversation that you as a business owner should be having with your banker. And I think that there, you know, if you haven't looked at it, please do. It's something that might be worth your time. You never know if you know, even if it's a few thousand dollars, if you meet the criteria to get it, and then you follow through on the criteria for forgiveness, it's a nice little windfall.
Okay, and I'm sure you can provide whatever information you have down there at the office.
Yep.
If anybody wants to give you a call.
Yep.
Anything related to the severe weather conditions of late that's going on that
as far as like the power or the
power problems, just people having problem paying electric bills or power, you know, gas bills for that matter.
I know that there are a few programs. I hate to throw more on the Northeast Nebraska Public Health, but they have a partnership. I forget. Irene's going to kill me for not remembering the name of it. But they have a group where if you need assistance with utilities, they can work through that. And again, I hate to send more people to Northeast Nebraska Public Health because they're inundated with COVID tracing, vaccine deployment, and then they still have some of these other support programs that are under their banner.
That I didn't realize at all.
Yes. And so another resource used to be like I think Goldenrod Hills was the name of it over in Pender, or Northeast Nebraska Community Action Plan, NENCAP, or I think, you know, they had some utility assistance that they would provide. Another thing might be if you just talk to the city of Wayne, if your electric bill is getting out of hand, they might be able to work with you because they understand that this was an unprecedented event. But I think communication is the key. You need to be able to communicate with your utility provider before you start getting really behind the eight ball. And Black Hills Energy, I think they are the primary natural gas provider here in town. So again, right, I would start looking, you know, what assistance programs they have. There might still be some legacy stuff on the books because of COVID. You know, we're only 11 months into when COVID really kind of affected this area. So there might still be some legacy programs that are COVID related, but could still be utilized because of the power issues or the high utility bills because of the extreme temperatures the last 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, hopefully everybody's doing okay. And
absolutely.
Hopefully we're done with rolling blackouts.
I don't know what the root of the evil was there, but, you know, City of Wayne is very fortunate. I know if you're outside of the corporate limits or you're not a City of Wayne utility power purchaser, you were kind of out of luck, you know, but in the City of Wayne, we're very fortunate that we have the diesel generator still. And I applaud, you know, Tim Sutton and Jeff Triggs and their team. You know, Tim does the distribution, Jeff does the actual generation. They made sure that the lights stayed on and that, you know, power was flowing throughout the community. And it's a tough job. And it's, you know, I think for Wes and the rest of the city trying to balance, you know, where does the power come from and where does, you know, what is it going to cost us? That's a balancing act that I don't even want to think about.
Yeah.
Way above my pay grade, but I applaud them for navigating us through that last week.
All right. Well, let's get down to some other more positive things maybe to talk about.
Absolutely. So, the biggest thing that I wanted to talk about was our board, the Wayne Area Economic Development Board of Directors. They met last week for their meeting. So, you know, every third Thursday of the month, we get together and have a monthly meeting. But this, for the second year in a row now, we've been doing retreats. And so last Thursday evening, we gathered at the Wayne Country Club and we had a little meal brought in by Pack and Save, and Kyle Shellpepper up at the clubhouse made sure the bar was open for us. But we got together, We just talked about some major issues that are happening, that we are seeing in the community, that just kind of, they keep getting talked about, but nothing is happening, or we've seen some action on it and we want to keep pushing that action down the road and use that momentum. So we had a short presentation from Wes as the city, and he talked about the problem resolution team. This is a group of people that can review complaints about property owners, a lot of different, you have to talk to Joel Hansen at the city about all the different complaints that they can field and they can put through the PRT process. But the starting point is a written complaint, and you have to file it with Joel at the city hall. We talked about that process and how people can use that to their advantage to get things corrected. You know, the biggest one is how do I get my landlord to fix, maybe if there's a leaky faucet, or if it's a bigger issue like the basement wall is caving in and that's where my bedroom is. So those are some of those things that can be rectified if you know the proper channels. And so now we just need to make sure that we educate people that there is a process on the books. The other thing that Wes talked about was the CRA, which is the acronym for Community Redevelopment Authority. This is a separate entity within the city, and they have a lot of more latitude under state law or state statutes where they can operate more as a private entity. The city is really structured. You know, they have to use public auctions or sealed bid process to do a lot of their projects. The CRA can act more like a private business where they can buy and sell property at will. They can lend or receive money, pretty easily too. So how does the CRA work? What has the CRA done? I think one of the biggest things that they hold to fame is Western Ridge, the housing development north or just west of Greenwood Cemetery. The CRA was in the driver's seat behind that and really got a really great housing development into the community. So after we talked about those two topics, we looked at housing development for the future. We looked at housing accountability. And when we say housing accountability, we mean like, do we need to look at renter bill of rights, tenant bill of rights type stuff? Or do we need to look at, I hate to say this out loud because there might be backlash, but some sort of a landlord registry or a rental registry here in town that gets frequent inspections or something. We also talked about just educating people about what their rights are and maybe having positive reinforcement rather than the formal hammer of the law coming down on people. Another topic we discussed was childcare. We know that there is a shortage of childcare across the state of Nebraska. There's a lot of different organizations that have been working towards improving that childcare. And COVID has only made that problem worse because there's a lot of people that could not, childcare centers had to change their staffing, or, individual home-based childcare providers did not want to do it because they didn't want to expose their family or themselves to potential infection. So we need to figure out a way to increase childcare offerings throughout the state, and especially here in Wayne, because that's an attraction piece for people to come to town and live here. One of the first things that my family looked at before we moved to town, where could we get our kids to go for childcare? We ultimately ended up at Rainbow World, but we made a lot of phone calls before we made that decision. The last thing that we talked about was community marketing. And that's something that our organization, we're kind of in the driver's seat for that anyway. The city of Wayne gives us a stipend every year as far as money to use for marketing the Wayne community. And how do we utilize those dollars? How do we come up with a really good plan to do that? So four really big topics. If you want real nitty gritty details about those topics, stop in the office or give me a call. But I feel that we had a really great discussion. By the end of the night, we had some really good action plans for each one of those topics, and we're going to keep moving forward. Mike Powicki's our board president this year, and he said, we're going to try and work with our board and maybe have like monthly reporting on each of those action plans and see what progress we're making. We can't just sit idly. We need to keep moving the target down the line.
Well, I'm sure you'll keep us included in the
absolutely
information chain.
So it was a great exercise. Like I said, this is the second time in the last couple of years that we've done it. I think the balancing act, this was exclusively for the chamber board. Later on in the year, we'll probably do something. We call it the partners meeting. We had done one in August of 2020. We'll probably do another one here at the end of 2021. It's just, they're good exercises to keep people moving in the same direction. You know, everybody rowing the boat in the same direction.
Any one specific thing you might want to mention as far as action plan for, just pick one thing.
I think the biggest thing on the housing accountability is the positive reinforcement. There's other communities that are college towns that have some sort of like a seal of approval or like mom approved housing for students. And I think we're going to look at some of the examples of that and see if that's something we want to implement here in Wayne. You know, if there's a basic standard for all housing and you as a landlord achieve that, you get the seal of approval. And, you know, students are probably going to look at that first because it's got, you know, the wildcat paw tied to it or maybe something else. I think the Med Center down in Omaha has something like that. I think Winona has something like that up in Minnesota. So there's examples of that. I think somebody mentioned that maybe there's something like that in Vermilion even. Just trying to show that there is, you know, it's geared towards students. We know that there's a huge student population that comes mm-hmm. to town and wants housing. So how do we make it better for them? And we hope, no guarantee on this, we hope that as we bring everybody, a few of them up, everybody starts to follow suit and, you know, rising tide raises all ships. So,
yeah, I can see how that could be very helpful. I would think the college would want to be really involved in that because that's yes. that's certainly a selling point for the college if
absolutely.
Something like that is available.
Yep.
One more reason to come to Wayne.
Yep.
So I commend you for your efforts there.
Yep. Thank you. I think that like I said, great discussion. Another thing that kind of matriculated out of that discussion with the community marketing piece, we have a marketing committee within Wayne Area Economic Development. And they've been doing a little bit of soul searching too. So this discussion that we had last week on Thursday, that's probably going to dovetail right into an event that the marketing committee is going to be doing, which is a mini retreat just for that committee, because they want to, you know, they want to really find what's the secret sauce in marketing to attract people to the community for, you know, to be a resident. But also, how do we capitalize on a lot of the retail and the tourism assets that we have here in town? We think those are kind of the two big ways that we want to attack marketing is how do we recruit people to live here? How do we recruit people to spend their money here through tourism? And we think that we've got a lot of different assets to recruit both.
Okay. Well, speaking of promotions, I'm guessing you were going to talk about this. The Nebraska Strong Scavenger Hunt. That's getting started. Do you have any details?
I don't know.
That's not one of yours?
That's not one of mine.
Should have. Abby.
Abby's probably got it on Hot Topics because she gets everything on Hot Topics. And a lot of stuff I don't get to see. So.
Well, apparently we have four hidden keys in Wayne. And they have a website. They've got, you're supposed to go to the website to get clues. And then there's prizes involved, most of it involving food, for basically all the food places in town. So, it sounds like fun.
Hey, it sounds like a great thing. You know, probably a COVID-safe thing to be doing.
Right.
You know, support from our local businesses, and you know me, we've got to continue to champion that. Support local whenever you can.
Okay. Well, the website is sites.google.com/view/Wayne Scavenger Hunt/home. Or call and talk to Abby.
I'm sure Abby is it through, I don't know if that was through our office or if that was somebody else that was putting that on.
It's Nebraska Strong Recovery Project. So right. I don't know if it originated with your office. But.
Well, and we've had the Nebraska Strong Recovery folks stop in our office. You know, I think if you've seen in different places, they've got like a blue yard sign. Some people put it in their window. Some people put it in the yard. And it just, you know, I think they had sent those out early on. Or maybe it was late last year, you know, supporting a lot of our frontline employees that were really out there and at, more at risk than maybe some of the rest of us.
Okay, well, check that out if you
yep.
think you might want to do that. Everybody eats.
Yep. so.
All right. How's things going with, as far as the banquet is concerned? Plans for the banquet?
We've got some people that are making reservations. I think that, you know, there's not a lot we can do right now. And I keep saying, you know, be careful. Don't let May 23rd sneak up on you, because it's gonna happen fast. I mean, this week has showed us that we can go from, you know, minus 20 to 45 or 50 degrees in a heartbeat. And if, you know, there's a lot of people that said to me yesterday, it feels like spring again, or it finally feels like spring. And as soon as spring gets here, it's going to be May. We're excited about, you know, the theme is community in unity. You know, there's a lot that has happened in the last 12 months. We are all very, you know, acutely aware of how strange it's been this last year. And the only way that we can survive this or continue to move forward and potentially thrive is by joining hands and working together. And I think that's kind of the basis of that theme. We've worked through this together. We're going to continue to fight forward and be together in that fight. So, if you are interested in making a reservation, you can always call the office, 375-2240. We have individual seats or dinner plates, $30 per person. That's just the dinner. You don't get anything else with that. If you would like to reserve a table, we have tables of eight. They are $275 for that table of eight. You get eight dinner tickets and eight drink tickets along with that reservation. And you probably get a little placard on your table too that says so-and-so, you know, Dan Badorf and friends.
Won't be seeing that, but okay.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we'll make Dave pay for one through the radio.
For those things, yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, we're taking reservations. I think, you know, the goal is to try and get everybody locked in before, you know, I think May 7th is kind of a tentative deadline that we threw out there. That's a couple weeks before the event, so that we've got time to work with Josie out at the Beaumont and make sure that we've got all the tables. We know that weather is going to play a big factor in what we can and cannot do. The goal is to be outside on the east side of the Beaumont, because she has the nice veranda out there. We've talked to her about decorating it really cool. That would give people an opportunity to space out a little bit more. You know, outdoors is better in light of COVID. And then inside, we would still have like our auction items. We would have, you know, the bar would be open, that type of stuff, but it would be spread out again to kind of mitigate concerns related to COVID. We will be hopeful to do it outside, but again, we don't know what weather is going to be. And if you listen to the old wives' tale, we had heavy fog just the other day. 90 days would be May 20th. So.
Okay,
we'll see what happens. You never know how much is going to happen with those type of precipitation events, but we'll see what happens.
I think we can pretty much count on it not blizzarding, at least.
I don't want to say that that's out of the woods. You just never know. It's been quite the year here, so.
Yeah. All right, how's the chamber membership drive going?
Good. Slower than what people might expect, but it's been a lot of high quality one-on-one discussions between myself and some of the business owners. So the ones that I've gotten to speak to one-on-one, I appreciate the time that you've given me. And for those of you that I haven't got to yet, I apologize. It's taken longer than normal, but like I said, those high quality conversations do so much for my relationship with a business owner, and it helps us as a chamber listen closer to what you guys need. And I think that's been one of our, you know, the goal this year has been to get out and about more and talk one-on-one with businesses. But the other piece of that, and if you look at some of our membership promotion, we had a photo of each of us as a member of the team at the office. And mine was hashtag talk less, listen more. And I'm not doing a very good job of that here on this show, but when it comes to those conversations with our businesses, that's really been the point. Listen to what they have to say. Listen to how our organization can help them, or listen for synergies that we can create with other businesses or other organizations throughout the community.
All right. Anything else on your list?
Two quick things. One, tonight at Tacos and More at 6 p.m., our Revitalize Wayne group, or our retailers group, however we want to brand it going forward, we're going to be having a meeting. This is a recurring meeting that we've had since October, because we're trying to ferret out the best practices and the best way to approach that Revitalize Wayne group. They're kind of anemic going into 2020, And at the end of 2020, we really doubled down and said, we've got to get this group back on the wagon. So if you are available, retail, tourism, hospitality industry is what we're really focusing on. One of the major conversations with that group is bridging the gap between the downtown businesses and all the businesses that are out on the peripheral areas and in between the peripheral areas and downtown of Wayne. You know, that everybody thinks that downtown Wayne should only be the 200 block, or they think that retail only happens in the 200 block. That's wrong. It happens all across Wayne, all the way from Randy and Sarah up north down to Lutz down on the south edge, and from, you know, Pack and Save and Baumgars on the west edge, all the way out east to Wayne East and Grossenberg's. There's all kinds of retail, and we've got to include everybody in between.
Okay. You said one other thing.
Chicken Show is still on the docket. So if you have questions about Chicken Show, I think the committee is getting together. They always meet the second Monday of the month. So what would that be? March 8th, right? We'll be their next meeting at 5:30. And I think they'll probably be a hybrid of in-person and Zoom. The theme this year is Chicken Vacation. So if you are interested in helping out in any way, shape, or form, please contact the office. If you've got ideas for t-shirts, I don't know if Abby's still accepting them or not, but I know that there has been some t-shirt ideas thrown to our office about, you know, from some local artists. So we're still planning on it. July 9th, 10th, and 11th, we're going to be paying very close attention to the COVID climate and see how we can still move forward with Chicken Show and what augmentations we need to make in light of COVID.
Okay. Should that do it?
I believe so. We've gone for quite a while.
Yeah, we probably should get out of here.
Good thing there's no Quiz Bowl.
Yeah.
Maybe it was better 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago when Quiz Bowl cut me off.
That's okay. We did fine. All right. Thank you, Luke.
Thank you, Dan.
If anybody has any questions about anything, again, the number down at the office, 402-375-2240. Luke Virgil from Wayne Area Economic Development, again, our guest today on The View from Wayne America.
The View from Wayne America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne.